Okay. Any question? No. Okay, what are we talking about? You.
How?
We are talking about a very simple stuff. The most simple stuff on the earth. We're talking about that, and we know that you don't understand it. How do we know that? Because we know you. You think that you understand everything, don't you? I told you the famous story of my life. I haven't seen yet someone that, when I say love, I say, excuse me, what? I don't understand love. Everybody understands love. How is that possible? Is there anything that everybody will understand? How come that love is something that everybody does? This is a serious subject, isn't it? The most important stuff is love. Right at the beginning we said, here we talk about love, and that's it. And we talked and we talked and you don't get it. Now we are in a very special place. Today we hear a story which I love very much from my childhood because of a lot of explanations around it. Again, is about what? What is the best story we ever talked here about? When we talk about love, the lover for us is one person. We made it. Do you remember? The name is Ayaz. We made up this person because he's the best. What is his specialty? This is the memory of my childhood. Whenever they say Ayaz, I remember a story. Whenever I go in the market and I see these little storages in the market, then in that era, which doesn't exist anymore, I will remember, oh yeah, Ayaz. He had a hidden place to keep the most important stuff he had, which was
his coat.
The proof of poverty, the proof of that I have nothing. I started with this nothing. Now I'm this, okay. Thank you very much, okay. But I shouldn't forget that I was nobody. Which one of you remember? None of you. Not that you don't always remember, you never remember. Do you remember? When you were a child, which was eating and peeing around, and that's all you did. You don't remember those times, do you? You were nobody. Now you have, you're somebody, you have a specialty, you have degrees, you have the specialties and all that. Where all that has come from? You got it from we, didn't you? We teached you, so you owe it to us. But you don't remember that, no. Whenever you talk about yourself to yourself, you are this. oh, you are this special fellow. Nobody really knows how to appreciate. And there are misfortunes and this and that and that. Let's hear this story today. And listen carefully. Peter.
How the king, in the midst of the divan and assembly place, put a pearl in the hand of the vizier and asked him what it was worth, and how the vizier gave an extremely high estimate of its value. And when the king commanded him to break it, answered, how should I break it? And so forth.
This is the secret story. I will tell you the ending, because you have to read all of this before coming to your class to know what we are talking about. The king will bring a very good jewel and will show it to everyone that how do you like this, how is it, and how does it cost? And they all say, oh, too much, this is one of the most expensive stuff. I say, okay, break it. And I say, oh, thank you very much, you're joking, aren't you? I break this worth the stuff, okay, give it to the other one, give it to the other one. And at the end, they will give it to Ayaz. So, Ayaz, what do you think about it? He said, me? I'm not a specialist, I don't know zilch about this. He said, okay, break it. Shut up! Yes? You are even surprised. You here, listening to Rumi, surprised, why? Because you don't understand Ayaz. As you say, the jewel is worthy, yes. His wish, excuse me, I don't mix this up. That's different for me. To hell with all the jewels. When he tells me to do something, I'll do it. This is the feeling you don't understand. Do you? Really, this kind of feeling that nothing is worthy. Okay, yes, this is worthy. I know this is jewel, this is blah, blah, blah. But when I'm talking about the subject I love, there is no question here. Period. Yes.
One day, the king hastened to the divan. In the divan, he found all the courtiers. He produced a radiant pearl and immediately put it in the palm of the vizier. How about this pearl, he asked, and what is it worth? He replied, it is worth more than 100 ass loads of gold. He said, break it. How should I break it? He replied, I am a well-wisher to thy treasury and riches. How should I deem it allowable that a priceless pearl like this should go to waste? Well said, exclaimed the king.
Hold on a second. Before this well said, now the king will give him prize that you are a good fellow. Yes, you think about my country and my belonging and all of that. But before that, be honest with yourself. This is not the question that you answered to me. But hear it yourself. What did you feel about the answer of this vizier? How did you feel? He said, oh, I'm sorry. My duty is to protect your belonging, so I'm not supposed to break this. You liked it somehow. You accepted it somehow. Because it makes sense to you. That is the point. Yes, it makes sense. Please begin two lines before.
He said, break it. How should I break it? He replied. I am a well-wisher to thy treasury and riches. How should I deem it allowable that a priceless pearl like this should go to waste? Well said, exclaimed the king. and presented him with a dress of honor. The generous king took the pearl from him. The munificent monarch bestowed on the vizier every garment and robe that he wore. For a while, he engaged them in conversation concerning new event and old mystery. Afterwards, he put it into the hand of a chamberlain, saying, "What is it worth to a would-be purchaser?" He replied, "It is worth half a kingdom. May God preserve it from destruction." "Break it," said he. "O thou whose sword is like the sun," he replied, "alas, 'tis a great pity to break it. Let alone its value, mark its splendor and brilliances. This daylight has become second to it. How should my hand make a movement to break it? How should I be an enemy to the king's treasure house?"
Again, try to have a feeling. You are the king and these are your servants, and you receive these answers. How do you feel? How do you accept it? If you didn't know the ending that I told you, yes. You know the ending, you know these people, these are stupid people. But they are very logical. They are very honest. They are good people. Aren't they? They have the good logic. This is the point of this story. You have to always remember that there is a logic in here. Get the point of it. Yes.
The king gave him a robe of honor and increased his stipend, and then opened his mouth in praise of his intelligence. After a short time, he who was making the trial...
I don't know where he got the short time. Because it's after 1 hour. The word is 1 hour. But it means short time. And 1 hour is not short. You know why? Let's go back. For a while he engaged them. And that's not for a while. That's for 1 hour. Because 1 hour in Rumi's time is a long, long time. Long time, 1 hour. Yeah. Go back in the speed of time, in the time of Rumi. And 1 hour, it means 1 hour, and it means a precise time, and so on. So it's 1 hour and 1 hour, yes.
He said the same, and all the other emirs said the same. He bestowed a costly robe of honor on everyone. The king was raising their salaries. He brought those base wretches from the way to the pit.
Those base wretches means what?
Base wretches?
Because the word here is very obvious. Is chassis, greedy. It is the chassis, it's not the wrenched from the way and blah blah blah. Yes.
All the 50 or 60 emirs, one by one, spoke like this in imitation of the vizier. Though imitation is the pillar of the world, every imitator is disgraced on being put to the trial.
Ah. Okay, before finishing the story, he wants to finish the first paragraph. Which was what? Which was the obvious part of this stuff. Everybody looks at something and thinks about money. How much it is worth it.